Just off the highway to Rochester, Minnesota, twilight bounds softly forth on the grass, and the eyes of those two Indian ponies darken with kindness. They have come gladly out of the willows to welcome my friend and me. We step over the barbed wire into the pasture, where they have been grazing all day, alone. They ripple tensely. They can hardly contain their happiness that we have come. They bow shyly as wet stains. They love each other. There is no loneliness like theirs. At once, at home once more, they begin munching the young tufts of spring in the darkness. I would like to hold the slenderer one in my hands, for she has walked over to me and nuzzled my left hand. She is black and white. Her mane falls wild on her forehead, and the light breezes move me to caress her long ear that is as delicate as the skin over a girl's wrist. Suddenly I realize that if I stepped out of my body, I would break into blossom. The blessing, James Wright. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Nate. This show is Fast and Loose.
I wanna rearrange my heart and let the future.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you're listening to Fast and Loose. WMFO, Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. That's where you're at. And if you're listening online, then I appreciate that. James Wright opened up the show. And I also have this. So there's... That poem is from The Open Door, 100 Poems for 100 Years of Poetry magazine, which I say is like sick flex. If you're like, you look, the magazine of the thing that I do that nobody ever, the thing that I do for fun, because no one writes poetry professionally. That's a quote from my poetry professor. Look, not a single person in the history of people has made money off of poems. So the thing that you do as an amateur that there's a magazine for, I guess someone's making money at the magazine. So people are profiting off of the poetry, but certainly not the poets themselves. 100. I'm in basically the top 100. You want to talk about like player pyramids? You know, who's at the top? Probably Denise Levertov. There's also quotes in here. And there's a quote that I really like. It's perfectly true that we don't, as public people, think anything of our history, let alone the past. The compulsion is always toward the future, with all that hag-ridden idealism about a happier generation to come, to which, incidentally, we pass the buck to. And ignoring the past, living for the future, what becomes of our present? The thing that it is, perhaps, ambiguously frenzied in the cities, monotonous and dull in the suburbs, chewed up in the maw of business, which is, as Coolidge said, the business of everybody, America. But there is a league that has said otherwise. Go read them. Get down to the grain. And I do like that, because I think that there is, that was just sort of, I was sort of reminded that we tend to think that if something is good, it will rise to the purview of our consciousness. And maybe that was true back when there was just less content, but that's just not true anymore. And I think that's mainly what I say to folks that are like, you know, I don't read the classics. People do come up to me on the street and do say that. They say, they look at me, what I'm wearing right now, which is a blue vintage Hawaiian shirt, which is what I'm going to be wearing for the next 6 months. And they say, you there, your shorts are a little too short. Just a little bit. And they are, because I'm having, at least one listener who listens to the show, Anton, also, we've talked about this. So sometimes as a result of running, your thighs fluctuate in size. And that can be a problem if you've got a predilection for me and him, really, shorter shorts. What happens is that what was once an appropriate length ends up getting kind of like riding up a little bit. And especially today on a beautiful day like today, and you ride your bike into the studio, you're all up there. And especially this has been basically the first sunny day that we've had since 2025. You know, it's pretty obvious what parts of my body have seen sun, the little that we've had, which is basically just sort of the beak of my nose, and then sort of all the other places otherwise. So anyway, I was thinking about this because people do come up to me on the street and they say, I don't read the classics. Tell me why I should. And I say, because you don't know if they're good or not. It's not that they will obviously rise to the surface of any sort of YouTube video or like article that you're reading, even if you're sort of steeped in national news and culture. Nobody's going to come up to you and be like, you know who could really write? Oh, wait for it. I got to think of something. Henry James. You know who was really just like popping off in, I believe, 1920s? Henry James. You want somebody who's got like the least recognizable name ever? Like if he was an NBA player, we wouldn't know what to call him. He'd have to have some sick nickname because he'd be like, oh, Henry James, triple-double last night. No, it's like super normal guy. And then, he wasn't super normal name, extremely interesting brain, and extremely just, anyway. But it's like, you wouldn't know. Like, it's a tragedy, truly, that like, maybe one time, offhandedly, you would see it at your liberal arts college. But if you didn't go to one of them, one of them's, like I didn't, then unless it was in your Irish English class, Georgia State mandated Irish English class, then no, that wasn't coming up in thermodynamics too. Again, a shame. And I do call upon everyone here in Boston who is reeling in the wake of really a sportsless summer is what we're looking at here. Now, you know this, dear listener, singular. I'm not a fan of Boston sports, but I live here. And so it's like it's the same way that I listen to the traffic in the morning. It's like you got to know. You have to know what happened. Okay. And so I watch the games or whatever. But Celts out, Bruins out. And Red Sox also just mathematically eliminated themselves, you know, which I come from a place where baseball exists, but also doesn't in sort of a Schrodinger's cat type situation. The Pittsburgh Pirates. Welcome to just, you know, who's managing this team? No one. It's no one. Okay. And all of our guys are hurt and whatever. I say our guys, the guys are hurt. But you know what that means? It means we should catch a game, Eli, if you're listening. That'd be great. It'd be great to go back, you know, and just and sit in the stands and watch them lose to, I don't know, the Braves. So anyway, that just means we have more time, City, to write our novel this summer. The one that we've been putting off. We have officially no. Don't get into any, you know, Cinderella story wins. Don't look into that Timberwolves victory over the Spurs last night. Just be done with ESPN and dedicate your nights otherwise to writing. Into writing and to contemplation. And that's what I call upon you, the listener, to do. Thanks for here. Thanks for being here. I got a great playlist that I think that you're going to like too, the listener, the one listener. Okay, great. Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, yeah, you're listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford. And my name's Nate, And a big time shout out to every person, the one person who's listening, and I appreciate that. And also the wonderful group chat that is happening in the background here. I will do what you say, Jay Chen. I will do that. I can't just like type in Mexican ska into like Google Play Music and have them be reliably returning with any kind of like information on that. So just so everyone knows, that's what's happening in the background. I played like a lot of songs that I like and I have been listening to. And I started out with Mike Snow because like Mike Snow's great. And I did that last week. Followed that up with Dandelion by New Constellations, which is a new song this year from a band that's a little older. And then Not French 75, which I kept on typing in because of one battle after another. And I'm like, oh, it's French 75. It's like, no, I can't find this band anywhere. French 79. The name of that song is Diamond Veins, featuring Sarah Rebecca. It's also the Kid France Scaoli remix, which is awesome. And then I played a newer Sarah Rebecca song, which is a singer who's also been around for a long time, and I just don't know or haven't known. And then there you have it. The songs I played for you. And I'll say this, specifically about the Celtics losing. There was a lot of, like, Tatum came back, and hey, the season was supposed to be a wash, but look, we overachieved, and that's nice. And there is sort of a glass half-fullness to... You know, it really, we thought that this would be like a tanking year, but coming in and getting number two in the East, that's a big deal. Here's the thing, city of Boston, metro area, New England, you did this same thing with the Patriots, okay? That everything was just, oh, this is nice and bonus, and that every quarterback we play turns into freaking me out there on the field, and you're just going to like roll through, and then, yeah, you get trounced eventually. And I will say, game seven for the Celts, A trouncing at the hands of recent appendectomy patient Joel Embiid. Okay, like that guy was just like, you know what? I don't care if the stitches start bleeding. I'm out here just posting people up, and it is great. I'll say this, and to those whom are from Philly listening to the show, it is a lot of fun watching Joel Embiid because. A man that is just at both times is just dominant basketball player, makes like every shot, has an amazing like pull up like game. Okay, not a jumper, he just pulls up. He's like 7 foot plus, he just pulls up, while also a guy that is always injured with just knees. And this year he had an appendectomy right before the playoffs, and it's there's all kinds of, he's had concussions, it's crazy the number of injuries, and it's bad luck. And then I think when you get injured a lot too, there's definitely like a, well, you're not taking care of yourself. I think you just have bad luck, and it stinks because he is awesome. And the one year that he had a healthy season, he was the MVP. Anyway, it is really great because it's like watching something where you're like, you don't know when he lands after this dunk, whether he'll just like crumple down. And even throughout the game, he's like always like not only hands on his knees, but like elbows on his knees, like doubled over. And you're like, this is it. This is the appendectomy is getting back to him. Anyway, you can only say that it was nice to be there for so long. I think that in this city, and then also the city I grew up in, it's championship or bust. And unfortunately, them's the deals. When you have to, when you just win a lot, then there is no nice to be here, right? You're not, I'll say it, Atlanta. You are not Cleveland. You're Boston. And it's really like, there's a handful of cities that are just like, yeah, we expect to win. I don't know if the Dodgers have gotten there yet. I don't know any Dodgers fans. If you're a Dodgers fan, 855-915-WMFO. But yeah, like it's like the Yankees and what, it's like there's just this like, unless we are really good, and even if we are really good in the specific way that I like to watch this particular sport, we're gonna be bad, and we're gonna call everybody on the team bums. That's what they do in Pittsburgh. Is this guy's a bum? which I love saying. I think I talked about this last week. All right. Okay. All right. I got some more songs. I probably have a request waiting for me in my phone at this point. This weather is awesome. The weather is awesome. And my flowers are starting to bloom. Not my native pollinators. They take time. But all the rest of the stuff is starting to bloom. And I do need to do some yard work. And I am about to get, I'm going to get a rain barrel next Wednesday, which is also really fun. I have one. I have a rain barrel. Don't think that I don't. I have one. I'm just getting another one because that's how deep in the game I am.
Saber que la se rompe en el cielo juntos. Esta forma tan tuya de hacer el amor y está ya al llegar. No, no puedo aceptar que hoy te vayas. Yo me debes un cuarto de mil batallas. Y cobrarme yo no quiero, no quiero cobrarlo. Solo quiero que tú te quedes aquí. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hoy mi cuerpo necesita de ti. Saber que la dosis perfecta está en tus caderas. En tus besos, tu sonrisa, tu cabello. Y es tu cuerpo que me eriza. Hoy mi alma sabe que estás bien. Pero tú dime quién estará para aliviar mi dolor. Si ya no estás tú.
something back there. It's this. That's right. Okay, yeah. Let's unpack all that. And also other things. So, played Cannons by Bright Lights by Cannons, and then, courtesy of Jay Chen, Pantheon Rococo, which I would say has maybe one of the greatest Wikipedia entries. Extremely brief, but great. Which is ska band from Mexico City, Mexico. And despite a thriving black market, has sold millions of albums across the world. And according to Jay Chen, fill stadiums up. Which I believe, because also looking through these guys' pictures and just everything that's going on, and again, the Wikipedia page where several members go by just one singular name, these guys are awesome. In a way that only ska bands can be very, very cool. Which, like, you know, that's you. When I think of, like, me and my friends hanging out in various groups and the people that are in disparate places across the earth, and we're all together again, I hope that people look at us and they are like, maybe they're in a ska band. Maybe that's how they all know each other. All right, PSA time. Somerville may be New England's most densely populated city, but the spectacular open outdoor public parks, paths, and recreation areas along the Mystic River are close by to every resident of Somerville and Medford. From the Tufts campus, it's just a four-block walk west to get to a trail along the Mystic Valley Reservation. The most dangerous part is crossing Route 19, so be careful here. You can walk, run, jog, bike, play tennis, play pickleball, and picnic, or bring your own gear to have fun on the grassy fields. The Tufts Backhouse Sailing Pavilion is a beautiful 2.5-mile trek mostly along the Mystic River, and a little less than a mile further up, Shannon Beach on the upper Mystic Lakes provides plenty of sand, pine trees, and seasonal swimming. Seasonal is to the eye of the beholder there. Experience nature with all sorts of gorgeous trees, grass, geese, ducks, hawks, rabbits, chipmunks, plus even turtles and eagles. Improve your physical and mental health. It's all free for you to enjoy every single day of the year along the nearby Mystic River Reservation, a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts non-commercial radio. I didn't even tell you the best part about my morning. Didn't even say it. Just drinking my morning tea. Molly was there. She'd just come back from a run. We're just hanging out, and boom, jumped into our backyard. A fox. I'm telling you, what a blessing. James Wright, you talk about that's, and that actually, I should have said this. It puts a lot of context in even the poem that I read this morning about two guys like noticing two horses in Minnesota. It was the same thing. You see that I'm sitting there, I'm drinking my tea, I'm looking out my back window, and a fox just jumps into my yard. It's like, what a blessing. What a blessing it is to see an animal such as this. And because I'm not, like, you know, farming the land or raising cattle, husbanding animals, I guess, you're just happy to see the fox. And you're like, look, if you dig some stuff up, that's fine. There's just like onions and mint back there right now. And then obviously this cherry tree, which is maybe the fox ate the cherry tree, to which you are forgiven, fox. Because again, I just cannot get over seeing a fox in real life. It's great. It's so great. Anyway, more music to come. I got some chances to play some music here, and I'm going to play one that every single person listening to the show knows. So don't even ask what it is.
Nothing left to want.
Oh, in any universe, you
a not-so-good night in the San Pedro of the world. It's unlikely that a decent poem is in me tonight, and I understand that this is strictly my problem and of no interest to you, that I sit here listening to a man playing piano on the radio. And it's a bad piano, both the playing and the composition. And again, this is of no interest to you, as one of my cats, a beautiful white with strange markings, sleeps in the bathroom. I have no idea of what would be of interest to you, but I doubt that you would be of interest to me, so don't get superior. In fact, come to think of it, you can kiss my derriere. I continue to listen to the piano. This will not be a memorable night in my life, or yours. Let us celebrate the stupidity of our endurance. That is only and could only be Bukowski. All right, if you're feeling sad, just get in there with him sometimes. It's great. Poem at the end. Also, the last little set here, Washed Out, which you know, that song. I was thinking about doing the other one, but it's like, no, an episode of Portlandia is not about to start. It's a Trip by Joy Wave, a band famously from Rochester, and wants you to know that. And then, of course, Superposition by Young the Giant. Great show, everybody. Great job. Great job out there. Great job, listener. I'll see you next time TK is here with music you might otherwise miss. À la grande bourgeoisie, par quelle différence, par quelle se distinguer, la culture sans courant, ou dans la vie passionnée. See you.